Now,
would you tell me that again about when your relatives came and how you took them through the garden?
And like on Sundays, they used to come and we'd just take a walk through the gardens and show them. And everybody enjoyed going through the gardens because they were so beautiful and everything, and so peaceful walking through there. And I can remember many times walking by the back of the house and your grandmother coming out and saying hello and, you know, knowing, wanting to know who the people were. And
But you remember your mother as being the disciplinarian in your family.
I don't remember how toward my older brothers, whether it was my father or my mother, that was. I was very close to my mother. Mm-hmm. Very close.
What did she die of?
A leukemia. And you know, it was. She just got sick all of a sudden. And she got really weak, and after that, she started losing weight.
How did Margarita die?
She died of Margarita. ¿De qué se murió Margarita? De cancer. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I wasn't trying to verify that. She died of cancer, but you know that she never smoked in her life. Mm-hmm. And it's. She worked. She was the manager of Jemco in Fountain Valley. And I used to go see her all the time because she was in charge of the infants and family department. And all of a sudden, one day, she just felt sick, and she went to the doctor. And she became sick after that. And it was just a sudden thing. But my brother-in-law said that she had complained a couple of times of like a pain, a feeling weak. But I guess she felt like she had a virus or something. It was just...
How did you feel about your daughter's dating, going out with boyfriends? I don't know how you say that.
Saliendo con muchachos, las muchachas, pues ahí en el rancho no, casi no salían, ¿verdad?
No.
¿Y Margarita cómo conoció a Antonio? Y
pues Antonio viene ahí a la casa, pues era sobrino.
My sister, her husband, Tony, was a second cousin. That's, of course, he used to come to the house and visit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But as far as living on the ranch there, they of course, girls met guys at school.
But would he allow them to come and visit at the house?
¿Tú dejabas como que vinieran muchachos a visitar ahí en la casa?
Sí.
¿Como Socorro cuando iba a la escuela alta o Margarita? ¿Tenían muchachos que vinieran a visitar ahí?
No.
¿No vinieron nadie? He says he would allow people to come, but he says that when they were in, he says they didn't have any visitors or anything. I remember growing up, later on I remember, like my sister Margaret, Maura, when she met her husband, Al, he used to come over to the house and visit. Even Catherine, I remember one of the guys coming there visiting the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, father says if they could have come, you know, if they had friends that wanted to come.
And did Jesus go to my grandfather's funeral and
al funeral del patrón?
Oh, yo.
Sí. Si fuiste, ¿y qué te acuerdas del funeral? No.
Pues, yo pues nomás fuimos ahí.
Nomás a la...
Sí, a la... Fuimos aquí cuando estaba aquí en el... Aquí en la cajonería y después fuimos ahí.
¿Dónde lo soportaron? ¿En Pasadena?
En Pasadena.
Yeah, so you remember going to the funeral and the mortuary.
Mm-hmm.
All the people in the ranch went to the mortuary. Mm-hmm.
And how long did you continue to work until you... I know your retirement party was in 1970. And were you working up until that time?
¿Tú trabajaste hasta 1970, verdad? ¿Cuándo es cuando partes de trabajar? ¿Cuándo fue el party que te dieron ahí en el rancho con Rafael?
Todavía estaba trabajando.
¿Todavía estás trabajando? ¿O he was still working at the time they had that?
Me y Rafael.
And he says he quit about 1972.
Oh my goodness.
He kept on working just a little bit after that.
Well, how many years is it? 25 and 72. How many years is that altogether? Well, that's, gosh, that's 20, that's, oh, that's more than 50. Well,
no, it's 40, what, 47, 46?
47. Oh, gosh. Well, thank you, Jesus. I'm writing a book about the ranch. And
would you like a soft drink, a glass of soft drink?
Oh, gee, that would be lovely. I'm writing a book about green.
I take a boot. Somebody knows. You take a two, three load of boots over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I spend all the boots over here.
Oh, that's right. You dropped some more off at my sister's.
I take some for the Freddy.
Freddy. Fred.
No. No, Freddy. Preston.
Preston, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Example, Yanni. Johnny.
I know.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that is so refreshing. Do you know if Mike is here or if he's in Mexico?
Which one?
Mike Hernandez.
Oh, he comes here regularly.
He does.
Yes, he lives in Los Angeles.
Because I tried to reach him to tell him about the show. Uh-huh. And the number didn't answer. And
I believe
answer.
They moved. Mi tío se, que no se cambió una casa? Yeah, he moved. But he lived in Los Angeles.
In I fact, wish I think I could find his address and his phone number.
¿Qué tiene el número de teléfono de mi tío? Socorro, ¿lo traes tú? He was just here about 3 weeks ago, I think it was. Or within the month, he was here. Because I remember, I was just getting ready. See, I go into work at 12 o'clock every day, and I either have to. I work for Fedco.
Fedco, yeah. 12, and you work from 12
to 9.
Tonight.
Yeah, and I leave the house at 11 o'clock, because I work down in Costa Mesa. I used to work here in Cerritos, but I was promoted, and I was sent to the Costa Mesa store. I'm in charge of the major appliance department.
Great.
And I've been with the company for 9 years.
Mm.
Wow, I couldn't believe it. I was talking to the store manager yesterday, and Mr. Adams was saying, oh, he says, 9 years. He says, I can remember when you started. And I says, yeah, so can I. The Lakewood store in Cerritos and Costa Mesa. But we have a new warehouse, a new office building being built in Santa Fe Springs. I hope to go to that as an assistant manager or a junior buyer. He thinks my sister took it with her.
Oh, I would love to get hold of Mike, and
okay.
Let me give you my card, Salvador,
okay.
And because I sent a card to Mike about the show that Mother and I were on, and it came back to me, and it said moved, and left no address, and so he never even knew about that show, and did you watch it? Now?
Yes, yes, we watched it.
You know, the last time you came here, they told me the wife was sick over in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe going over there, maybe, I don't know.
That's what I thought, you might have gone there.
1 month ago.
Yeah, I remember my sister saying that his wife was ill in Mexico. But the last time he was here, I was going to ask him whether he was going to go or not, and I didn't have a chance, so he might be over there right now.
You were the baby of the family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember the rest of the family?
Oh.
Joe or Raymond?
I'm sure I would if I met them, and I'd like to. Do you know how I could reach Raymond? Ramon?
Raymond, well, he's got odd hours because he's a general foreman at Douglas Aircraft. And he works nights, and other times he works days, but they live in Hawaiian Gardens.
I would love to interview.
You know who you would enjoy talking to is my brother Jose, Joe.
Oh,
Joe,
how do I reach him?
You would love talking to him. He's the greatest. We get along with him so great. When he comes over, he's a hat with a feather.
Oh, God.
And cuando Jose trabajaba en el rancho con su plumita que traía, and everybody would always make, you know.
You said you used to work on the ranch.
What? I used to work during the summers on Saturdays too.
What kind of work did you
do? I helped around cleaning the garden, sweeping you know, helping the gardeners on Saturdays, and then like during the summer, I learned how to drive the tractor. And I used to take a little bit of the pressure off my father, and I did the plowing, and when Mr. Jewett was there.
Yeah.
And
would you get paid for that?
Oh yes, definitely. And then I used to, during the summer when they used to go up to the state fair, I used to take that one of the trucks with the show wagon up to the state fair, and I used to spend the 2 weeks up there with sister.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. And, sister used to treat us so great. I always remember that. Yeah. She was so great. And I used to enjoy it. She'd always tell me, well, Sal, we're going to be going up to the fair. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I went up there, I think it was about 3 years in a row with her.
What, was that always in summer?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was the last week in August. Because I remember the fair ended on Labor Day weekend, which is that Monday. Mm-hmm. It was 2 weeks prior to that. And we always went up a couple days ahead to get the horses ready and the show wagon and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'd always stop at her ranch first to pick up some equipment or whatever and then go on to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother's address is 11673 Lugo, L-U-G-O, Park Avenue. And it's in Linwood.
L-Y-N?
W-O-O-D.
L-Y-N.
Linwood, yeah. L-Y-N.
W-O-D. What is the zip on that?
Oh, I don't have a zip code here.
Do you have his phone number?
It's 639-3266.
639-3266.
Right.
I would love you to track down Mike's number for me.